today's Heartbeat, where I'm going to talk to you on the names of God. Now, I'm not going to talk on every name of God, but just selecting some out to share with you this extra understanding. When you understand what these names mean, it gives you an extra understanding of who God is, of what He does, of, we humanly try to describe God, and we've done it from the beginning of time. So the Hebrews in their language try to describe this God and put Him into these concepts, and I'd like to share some with you. We know the story of Moses. When Moses saw the burning bush while he was looking after sheep, and he went across because this bush was burning, but it wasn't burning up. And it was God trying to reach Moses and talk to him. And He told Moses, "I've chosen you to go get the people out of Egypt. They've been captive for over 400 years, and you've been chosen to be the spokesperson, to go to Pharaoh and try and get them out." And he goes, "Well, I can go to Pharaoh and talk to Pharaoh, but I've also got to get the people on my side, the Israelites, to want to follow me." And he said, "So how? What am I going to say? Who am I going to say who sent me?" And in Exodus 3, verse 14, God said to Moses, "I am who I am." He said further, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you." Now, I am in many ways describes God as everything, but also describes Him as what? I am? But He is. He's always existed. He is contained within Himself. He's I am. He's pure, holy, one. He's God. And so this concept of I am is important for us to know that God is complete, is whole, is the number one in the entire world, creation, existence, universe, whatever you want to say. He is I am. And the Hebrew people years ago then tried to describe Him. What do we describe Him as? Because a name is important. It reveals something about your identity. You have a name. You've been chosen a name at birth by your parents. Now, maybe you have changed your name, but it's still a name that designates you. It identifies you. You know, you write down with applications and forms and everything that you have to do. You put your name down, your date of birth. It identifies you. And in this identifying, it tells us who we are a little bit. It might be have a family name, a cultural name, a reason why, a personal reason why we were named that by our parents, because they had a best friend or a grandparent they were naming you after. Whatever it is, it actually gives you some sort of perspective. Well, the same with God's names. Elohim. Elohim basically reveals God's great creative and governing power. It's Hebrew, which means God. It's a universal sovereignty, this true God. And so the Hebrews continue to try and describe Him. God described Himself, I am. Then in Genesis chapter 15, this is going back before Moses, when Abraham was around and God was talking to Abraham and conversing with him. He was telling him, "You're going to have an heir. You don't have to worry about having your servant as your heir. I'm going to give you an heir, even in your old age." And God said to him in chapter 15, verse 7, "I am the Lord." The Lord Adonai. Adonai means the Lord of Lords. So He's saying, "I am Adonai. I am the Lord, the Master." I love it because He says again, "I am," not, remember, He's not discounting what He's telling us later. I am the Lord. He's telling us, "I'm the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I'm it. I'm the one you bowed down before, because I am the Lord. Then in Genesis, again, when he had actually asked Abraham to sacrifice the son that God did send, Isaac, and he goes up to a mountain, and I'm not going to go through all that story, but Abraham believed God was faithful and true. The I Am was true, was faithful, was honest, was pure. What he said is what he says. His word is his bond. That if he says, because he had said, your ancestors will number more than the stars that you can see in the sky. That Isaac, who is now his only child that was sent in his old age, if he killed him, somehow God would raise him from the dead, or somehow he would then still have descendants that would number more than the stars. So he believed in God. And as he's about to kill his son, an angel comes and says, no, this was just a test, stop. And they, God provides a ram for an offering, because they're now going to offer this to the Lord. And it's beautiful, because in Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 and 2, they first talk about how God is the Almighty, he's El Shaddai. And so this is when he told, first told him that he's going to have the offspring. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk with me and be blameless. I am El Shaddai, the one who can overpower everything, the one that nothing is impossible for or to or with. God is possible to do everything. He's the God Almighty. And then he stops Abraham from killing his son. And in Genesis 22, verse 14, he states this. Abraham offered up as a burnt offering the ram instead of his son. So Abraham called the place, the Lord will provide. And he called that place, because of God, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. God, Jehovah, God is my provider. Another name for God, because he is, he provides for us. Have you heard this? Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. God's grace is. Back in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, and today, and into the future, God is the Lord of Lords, Adonai. He is God Almighty, El Shaddai. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He is the great I Am. And just understanding some of those words, that language, gives us a great concept of our God, who he is. And then Jesus comes along and shares not just the names of the Father, but the heart of the Father. And then there's more names that come from it. Our Saviour, the Lamb of God, the sacrificial Lamb. Jesus, Emmanuel, God is with us. And this name and these hearts become God, our God, not become, he's always been, but it's been revealed to us more of who this God is. So I want to encourage you, take all of these things to prayer. Think about it, dwell upon it, go and do even some research on more names of God, because there's many, many more in the Hebrew language, in the English language. And it just gives you a greater concept of who this God is that chooses to love us and wants an intimate relationship with us. It makes us fall in love with God even more and acknowledge who God is, the great I am. Have a blessed week, and I'll see you again next week.